Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Time Management Training, the Principle of Productivity. Please note, the following blog is inspired by one of my favorite YouTube clips called The Best Motivation, Inception. Why is it that some people are more successful than others? A lot of people in this world search endlessly for some complex sociological or magical formula to understand why it is that some people are successful and why others who are equally gifted are not. The principle of productivity. The answer to this question boils down to the concept of productivity. Productivity demands that you apply the maximum quality effort to the best of your ability to complete the task correctly the first time within the time allotted. Time is the most precious commodity. All successful people realize that time is the most precious commodity that exists. Time is the one thing that you cannot ever buy or recover. Successful people realize that they have a limited, allotted time to perform any given task, and so they strive to give their absolute best when doing that task. Going through the motions is disadvantageous. Just going through the motions is the most disadvantageous thing that you can do. Why? Because often when you do something wrong the first time, you have to go back and do it right the second time. Whereas if you did it right the first time, you never have to do it again. All successful people realize that, so they give it their best. Successful people are going to give it their absolute best. They give their heart and soul to any task, and no matter how small or how large the task is, they're going to be the best person that they can be whilst doing that task. Successful people do things right, and they know that they are going to do it right. The major difference. The major difference between successful and unsuccessful people is the successful people do their task right the first time, whilst the unsuccessful people don't. That's it. You can look at any Olympic champion or any other person who is the best in their field, and many observers will disregard the cause of the champion's success. Observers mutter that the champion probably cheated to get where they are. But what they don't realize is that these champions gave their training and preparation their heart and soul throughout every single session, every repetition, every hour, every day, for weeks, months, years, even decades, to get where they are. These champions don't just go through the motions. They're going to break through all mental and physical barriers to get where they want to be. And that is the difference between the ones who are successful and the ones that are not. Many people feel frustrated. Many people think that what they are doing is good enough, and then they feel frustrated. They feel frustrated because they don't see the same results that they see other people getting in the same amount of time. John Jokes says, "I went to the gym today, can I have a medal?" But the question you have to ask yourself is, what did you actually do in the gym today, and how well did you do it? Do you complain? Do you complain that you can't seem to make progress, that you don't understand the maths, that you can't hit the target that the company has set, and that it's your circumstances or the company policy or your mother's genetics that's preventing you from getting where you want to be? It really is not so much about the circumstances and genetics as it is about the quality and the quantity of your effort. It's about doing your activities right. Do it right first time. This principle transfers through all the facets of life, whether it's working on your study or working on your business proposal. Do it right first time is true even in the small things in life, like cleaning the dishes or tidying up after yourself. Because if you can't clean the dishes right, then how can you be expected to run the company right? All successful people understand the principle of productivity. All successful people understand this principle of productivity, so they give it their all, through every single task that they are asked to perform. Time is so precious. Time is so precious, so successful people are going to do it right. I hope that you appreciate the principle of productivity. You need to ask yourself two questions. What are you going to do today? And, more importantly, you need to ask yourself, how well are you going to do it? Thank you.